Love Talk Radio.
Blessed solstice, everyone. It's winter. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the winter solstice activation for the Lyra, Atlantis, and Pleiadian connection. This was supposed to air yesterday, and if you can hear the sound of my voice, it didn't quite go as planned. Channel said, Patricia, go to bed. Schedule this for tomorrow. And if we can't do it tomorrow, we will catch up with it on January 1st. Alas, I'm up. I'm not the greatest. I am here. And so is Channel. And we have a wonderful, wonderful lineup for you today. Channel, breathing in. Take a deep breath in, breathing out. We're going to have to excuse the sniffles and the blows and whatever other annoying little sounds you're going to be hearing. Bronchitis, chest colds are not fun. I do believe it was from the stress I endured having to finish off finals and dealing with work, family, you know, all that crazy, crazy, crazy that we have at the end of the year. So what do we have lined up for you today? Quickly, new space is arriving. We're going to be grounding in Mother Earth. Anxiety overload coming to a halt. Revisiting childhood traumas. Motivating self in the months to come. Food and diet. Being self-sufficient, not relying government to help us. Mercury retrograde through January 18th. And lastly, putting self first. So just give me just a moment. Okay, I'm back. Some sounds I just don't want my audience to hear. Okay, here comes Channel. If you'd like to call in and talk to Channel, we certainly may. We will be taking calls after Channel is done. So if you call in, just stay on the line. Please don't hang up. Here we go. Space is arriving. Greetings, Star Flames. As you know, we are at 0 degrees Capricorn today in your Earth time. Therefore, 0 degrees Capricorn is actually a representative of the new, even though astrology charts say it's the 10th date of awareness. Well, actually, it's the beginning because it's the beginning of the year. Even though the new moon is arriving tomorrow, January heralds a time of the new, so this January will be your new 2023. So how can Capricorn not be heralding in the new, which new space is arriving? We're getting new space for our playgrounds, new space for us to think and revitalize and regroup and rejuvenate. New space to go to the drawing board and to bring out the visions and sparks from our soul and bring it forth into the world to share our gifts. And by coming into the new, we're also going to be grounding. Capricorn is a time for grounding. Ground, ground. Ground yourselves. Not in the morning, not at lunch, not at your meals, not at your bed. Ground yourself every time you think, every time you speak, every time you attend to a project. Take that moment and ground yourself deep into the core of the earth. Feel that icy, hard, frozen of the earth. Feel that molten lava of the core. Feel that energy rising up into you, grounding you, and revitalizing you. Grounding is very necessary to cease the anxiety overload. Our host has a big problem with that, which is why she's not feeling well. She had a severe case of anxiety overload, which is why she's in the predicament she is now. Therefore, it's best to start early in the year, way when the year winds up, it's very minimal, and there will be no illness. Did you know that many of the illnesses on your planet can be prevented by keeping your mentality, your emotions, and your physical body in a healthy, revitalizing way? We keep saying revitalizing. That will probably be the word of the year, revitalizing. You're revitalizing yourself. You're revitalizing your soul. You're revitalizing your life. You're revitalizing your families, your health, your jobs. You're revitalizing everything around you. And when you revitalize, that also brings changes for the better. It may not seem like a blessing at the time. We understand that. But years down the road, you're going to say, oh, that did benefit me after all. I just didn't see it then. Perhaps if I would have seen it then, I could have taken this route. And that's what happens so many times. So make sure you stop and ask to see what the lesson is of whatever it is you're enduring. What is the blessing of what you're enduring? And how you can move forward in a revitalizing way. So at the end of 2023, you can finish your year strong, revitalized, and healthy. Happy. Thing about anxiety coming to the halt is many will be revisiting childhood traumas. They'll be dredged up, whether you like it or not. They're going to appear one day. You're going to go, yeah, sure, no problem. Nope, I don't have any. And then one day, it's just going to take you down. And you're going to go, oh, I didn't realize that. And you can never really be fully prepared for anything like this. But what you can do is to recognize it immediately. And say, oh, this childhood memory, this childhood trauma I have has been inducing anxiety in me for X amount of years. It's time to let it go. It's time to heal this. It's time to revitalize my life so I don't have to go through this trauma anymore in my relationships, in my work, or even in my next incarnation. And how do you do that? You motivate yourself. You'll be motivating yourselves in months to come. This is all the groundwork taking place now, and it will be effective at least for the next 3 months. Not just this week. Not just for the month of January. No, this is a quarterly activation. For the next 3 months at least, you will be on this personal mission to take care of yourself, to motivate yourself, to heal these childhood traumas, motivate yourself to get up in the morning and ground yourself and keep yourself grounded, motivate yourself so you can go into your new space and fertilize it. And what else will you be motivating yourself with in the next 3 months? Your food and your diet. There's been a change in command in your government. There's a broken link. There are so many broken links in Earth's government. And it's just not with the United States of America. It's with every government that's on planet Earth. It doesn't matter who it is, what country, it's there. There are broken links. They are all about power and corruption. They are about themselves. They are not for you. They were never for you. They were not about you. They said they were for the people. They are not. They are for themselves, to make themselves wealthy, to make themselves fed, to make themselves have all this, what is our host help? Commercialism. Yes, commercialism. Have this. Buy. Supporting your government. And stop feeding yourselves. Granted, host says you have to pay taxes. Well, obviously you have to do that. You do the bare minimum. But don't ever support your government, because your government is not supporting you. And why should you support something that will not support you back? Our host had a issue here at the this week. She spent over 300 Earth dollar monies food, which normally cost her $75. If people on Earth don't start taking back what's theirs, there won't even be any of that, she says, fiat money. She says there will be no fiat money to buy food. We have a solution. And this has been going on your planet for years now, and you've been told this, and we're going to tell you again. Grow your own food. Learn. Learn how to harvest your food. Learn how to gather your food. Take whatever plot of land you have and turn it into a repertoire of what you can raise your food on. The government will not give you food. They will not help you. They don't care. They don't care if your $75 food bill goes to $1,000 a week. They don't care. They will never care about you. You have to take care of yourself and your families. You have to take care of yourselves first, which brings us to being self-sufficient. Growing your own food, learning how to hunt and gather, learning how to take care of yourself is self-sufficiency. Many beings on Earth are looking to get plots of land so they can do this. Pretty soon, those plots of land is going to run out. But when those plots of land run out, the government's going to come down and take it all away. What are you going to have left? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? You need to take now. You need control of your living environment and your situation now. And you need to grip it now. Which also goes to putting self first. Put yourself first. Put your families first. You've got to put yourselves first in order to take care of your families. You have to put yourselves first in order to take care of your work. You have to put yourselves first in order to survive. If you don't take care of yourself first, everything else dwindles away into a nothingness. It'll just be sand. You want to go to the moon? You want to go to another planet? No. You need to take care of yourselves here on this planet first. You need to clean up your water supply. You need to clean up all this rubbish you have all over your planet. You need to start growing your own food. You need to get away from all that processed food, because that is not helping you. That is hindering your health. You need to go back to basic natural foods and herbs. Which brings us to, our host had another issue just this week. She tried to seek medical care. She couldn't get it. They would not see her because they were too busy seeing refugees. She was furious. She's an American citizen. She should have been seen before a refugee. She's more than furious. Oh, She was stomping around for hours, very upset. We have her taking care of herself now. We said, you're an herbalist. You know what you need to do. Go do it. She's doing it now. She put herself first. Going to be a Mercury retrograde starting at the end of January, and it will go all the way to January 18th. And that is a Mercury retrograde in Capricorn. And this retrograde, all about standing tall. From December 28th to January 18th, you're going to learn to stand tall. You're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself. Capricorn rules, structures, and government. Oh, look at that. You're going to see a lot of crumbling of your government again. There's going to be a sway side to your present government. There's going to be something that's going to be coercing. There's going to be something that's going to happen within your governmental structures that's going to create a breakdown. It's going to be a horrible breakdown. There will be no recovering from it. And it will be the people who suffer the most from it. This is why we say, grow your food. Our host says that yes, we can store food. The channel suggests you store your food. Get whatever you can and store it. You will need it. When these structures start breaking down, new structures will be building, but it won't be happening. New structures will not be put into place until 2024. That means there will be a whole year of structure breakdown. When Pluto goes and moves into the next sign, which is Aquarius, it will double back into Capricorn, breaking down more structures. Breaking down and tearing out more stuff. At the same time, for the new technology that's going to be arriving. The new structure will be centered around technology, not around buildings or food or environments. It will be centered on technology. Earth will be taking off in a new technological era. It will be so far advanced that it has ever been in centuries before. So it will be up to each and every individual citizen on planet Earth to recreate their new structures. But now is not the time. It's better to feel your way through for what's going on now to get you into tomorrow and make it into next year. So by the middle of next year, you can start rebuilding yourself and aim for that technology glitch. Did we say glitch? That's right. There's going to be several technology glitches. It's going to go extremely fast, but it'll be glitch, glitch, glitch because they went so quick they didn't take time to test the machinery. There's another glitch. There's another glitch. There's another glitch. There's also a possibility of Earth's grid going down. Therefore, what do you want to do? Many of you live in extreme cold climates. You need heat. You need food. You need warmth. You need shelter. You need to prepare for all this and have all this in place. But what are we saying? Not only these next 3 months, but for the rest of this year, everything is on every sentient being on this planet. you cannot rely on anyone but yourselves. You cannot rely on your boss. You cannot rely on your uncle or your aunt. You cannot do that. You can only rely on yourself. You must be self-sufficient. You must have food in place. You must have shelter in place. So what are we not taking in place? Your currency. Your fiat money. Your fiat money is being slowly eradicated. They're doing away with that. They want to give you, Bitcoin. It's a new term for us. Cybercurrency. Cybercurrency. That's air. They want to give you air to pay your bills. Air. To go buy your food. They want to give you air to go to work. You can live on air through breathing it. Stand for yourself. Stand tall. Make your preparations. But do it in love. Do it with lightheartedness. Don't get all angry and demystified and sullen and whatever other human emotions have for what you have now. This would be an excellent time to start removing material things out of your environment that does not pertain to anything. If you can't eat it and it doesn't keep you warm, can't get you anywhere, what good is it? If it can't produce your income, what good is it? It's taking up space. It's taking up vital space that you need to stand tall and to reclaim yourselves on, so you can revitalize yourself, so you can process yourself through this time. Now, granted, the next 3 months will be a little up and down. By summer, there's going to be a lot of changes. By this time next year, we will be revisiting this again, because there will be another Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, which will be another tearing down of the old structures. So whatever you haven't torn down to prepare for rebuilding will be done again. And it will drag you through the loops. So take care of yourselves. Prepare your food at home. Stop this insane having to go outside of your home to go eat. Do whatever you do. Keep everything centered in your home life, because that is going to be very vital. Your shelter will be your sanctuary. Your little plot of land will be your sanctuary. You will need sanctuary. Is this what you were hoping to hear? Oh, you want to listen to the other channels that says, oh, everything is love and light and everything's going to be okay and you're going to be wealthy beyond all means. Absolutely not. The Atlantis, Lyra, and Pleiadian connection, we are built on truth. We are also built on love. But we will give you truth first, and then we give you love. As such is the case now. You are love, dear ones. You are thought of every day. There is only so much we can do for your planet. What? You want us to bring our ships in and just take out every corrupt government and every corrupt individual there is? We would love to do that. And then we would come in and clean up all the waters, and we would clean up all the land. And when we do that, there will be no living human on the planet of this earth. Destroyed this earth. Humans have to repair it and revitalize it. So as much as we'd like to come and do that, we're not going to. Because that will cause intergalactic wars with other species who have also entitlements and rights to this planet. And they too have a say. And there's one right now that says, no, 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 we must send down love and light. And we're looking at them like, no. And then there's another one that says, destroy the entire earth and be done with it. And we're saying, no. So as you can see, there's different viewpoints. So it is up to the sentient beings on planet Earth to revitalize themselves, to remain self-sufficient, revitalize their planet, keep their planet self-sufficient, take matters into their own hands and out of the hands of government. Care of yourselves. Be for yourself. Many channels say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, no, you have to be. No, you don't have to be for everybody. You for yourself. And then once you have claimed yourself, then and only then can you help others. Star Flames, we love you. Like we said, we watch you daily. We do send down love. We do send down light. We send you codes. We send all of you codes. The entire earth has been smothered in codes this winter solstice from all kinds of species from intergalactic. Each sentient being on earth has their own star family. And they were gifted with codes from their star families. Take some time to just get by yourself and do some deep breathing. Close your eyes and ask yourself, what did my star family gift me this season? I heard what the Lyra Atlantis Pleiadian Connection said. How is the codes that my star family gave me going to help me through this process? Because the answer is in you right now. You have it. You have those codes. It's right with you. It's in you. It's not outside of you. It's not on your internet. It's not in your whatever books or whatever. It is in you. It is inside of you. It is inside your DNA. No one can take that. Nothing can take that. Not even your government. We are very passionate about this. Our host is very passionate about this. We have a very passionate host. We have a very outspoken host. We have a very temperamental host. We're working on that part. We're getting there. It's a slow process. Okay. All right, dear ones and star flames. Just take time for you. Take time to breathe. Check in with your star codes. Once a week, sit down. Okay, I have my star codes. But wait a minute, what do I do this week? Check back into yourself and see what your star codes say. It's in your soul. It's in your DNA. It's there for you for life. Take time to, what does our host say?
Write.
Take time to write. See it with your own eyes. Feel it with your own heart. And know that is truth. That is your inner truth. And that is your path to revitalization. We would like to thank each and every one of you for being here today. We would like to thank each and every one of you for being present. We realize our host's voice is off course. We commend her for coming down here today and channeling us through so this message can come out. And through her, we're working on a project, and she will be explaining that. So we will take our leave. We are still here with her, and we are going to turn her back to you. Turn you over to her. Happy solstice, Starflings, wherever you are. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Channel is correct. There's a project we've been working on. Today would have been excellent for that. I'm going to have it ready. I'm going to have some subscription tiers ready. I have Ko-Fi, but the subscription tiers aren't ready on Ko-Fi. I'm looking into Patreon, and I also have my website where I can list the tiers as well. All tiers will be the same across all three platforms. It's just your choice of whatever platform you wish to visit. One of the things is we are going to have written material. Time when I cannot do an activation, I can put right here on this Blog Talk Radio, I'm ill, I can't speak. Go to your subscription tier and go get the PDF and read it. You will still get it. And these tiers is also to go ahead and write this information out for you, because sometimes you listen to it and you hear it, but then the days go by and then the weeks go by and you go, what did they say? I don't want to listen to that again for another 45 minutes. I don't have time. Got to go to work. I have to go do this. I have to go do that. I have to take care of the baby. Oh, wait a minute. I'm a member. I can go straight to the back end and go get it. What did she say? Oh, look, now you can even print it out, highlight, circle, annotate, and do whatever you want with it. And you can keep it right next to your desk or your altar or wherever you have it in your journal so you can reflect back to it. One thing I've got to say, Lyra, Pleiadians, and Atlantis, they are all loving in their own way. But they build themselves upon truth first, love second. That's quite different than what you're being told from other channels and books and media sources. It's love first, then truth. No. Truth first. Speak your truth. Then give your love. Because if you give your love first and speak your truth, people can look at you and go, what? And I thought you loved me. Now you're hating on me. No. We're going to speak to you. We're going to give you the truth. And we're going to tell you the what it is and the way it is and what's going to happen the way it's going to be. You don't have to like it, but you do need to do with it. Now here's the love. Feel it. And by doing that, you will go, well, this isn't so bad after all. We just need to get through it. And I can do it. There's going to be a lot of course changing in the next year. I've worked with a couple of astrologers as well, and it's like we are in for a humdinger of a year. So food. It's true. $75 worth of food at the Walmart store costed me $365 for the same amount of food that I bought 6 months ago. Now, I'm not going to get into the politics on this broadcast. Channel already did that for us. And we'll leave it like that. But I agree. We cannot trust our government. We cannot trust our hospitals, our medical care centers, or anything. What I went through trying to get seen by my provider because I have emphysema and this bronchitis is not to laugh at. It is a life-threatening issue. And I was not able to be seen because a refugee was able to be seen before an American citizen. So therefore, I agree to channel. I don't think I even respect our government anymore or our medical society. And I'm medical. I work in a medical field. I'm a coder and a biller. I work in that field. I know exactly what it's like. And many of you do too. So channel said, stock up on your food. Well, let me say something else. Start learning. Start learning herbs and aromatherapy. Actually, you want to learn herbs first because you can grow herbs. You can't grow aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is essential oils that are distilled from herbs. So you want to go with your herbs. You want to start learning how to care of yourselves. You need to know how to make your syrups and your capsules and which herbs to use. So very quickly, what am I doing for myself? I got oregano oil on my feet. I've been diffusing peppermint oil in my diffuser with some orange to help me breathe, to keep my airways clean and not so congested. And this morning, I put on a big old pot of OSHA and elderberries, and I'll be drinking that. Herbs take a little longer to work than antibiotics. It's out of me. Dioxazoline would have kicked this out of me in 2 days. But unfortunately, an American citizen doesn't have that right anymore, especially one who's a senior citizen. So fortunate, though, that I'm an herbalist. I took herbalism classes over 20 years ago. I'm also mastered in Reiki. I can work with healing light. I know my herbs. I'm in school right now, working on getting certifications and my degree in integrated health to help others. Because everybody wants a piece of paper. If it wasn't for that piece of paper, I wouldn't have to worry about it. But no, we need to have that piece of paper so our government says, you cannot cure, mitigate, diagnose disease. I can only help myself for what I'm doing with my ailments. So if you're going through what I'm going through, I suggest you try to get a hold of your provider if you can't. My website, www.natureis.com. I'll have to put that up in the screen. You can book a session with me. I do live sessions. Matter of fact, I need to go into my website and change some things around to do live consultations. I'm also taking a coaching class in my school so I can be a certified coach. I want to help people. Lyra, Atlantis, Pleiades, they want to help people. We all want to help. We want to help each and every one of you. We just want to help. That's what we're here for, is to help. Thank you, my beautiful listeners. Take care of yourself this winter season. And remember to ring out those solstice bells. I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm going to put the microphone right up to it, and we'll finish out our time. So until Monday, we'll have Deja Brew. Well, maybe that won't. I guess that won't work. All right. Well, go ahead. Go to YouTube. Go ahead and look up Ring Out Solstice Bell by Jethro Tull, and you can listen to it. Blessed solstice, everyone.